Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. Hey, it's just us today, Naughties. Garrett is off for Martin Luther King Day. I hope you're all taking a moment to think about what the day really means. Let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. I used to get nervous when I had to do these shows by myself, but no more. I'm pretty good at it by now, and I know that the Naughties are all there listening and rooting me on, so we're all in this together. You're the co-hosts today. Big story at the top of the show. Kanye West is claiming that Kim Kardashian's security guards wouldn't let him in the house because Pete Davidson was there. Ooh, a drama. So Kanye shared a story about being denied access to Kim's house after picking up their kids from school. He said the following quote: "Earlier this week, when I went to go pick my kids up from school, the security stopped me at the gate. So at this point, security was between me and my kids, and that's not going to happen." He went on to say, "But I didn't want to argue about it, so I just chilled, took my kids to school, and then took my kids back. North was like, 'I want you to come upstairs and see something.' And it's like, 'Oh, Daddy can't come to see something. Daddy can't come inside.'" So he's blaming all this on Kim and Pete Davidson. However, Pete was not there at the time. In fact, insiders tell me he's never actually been to Kim's house. Whenever he goes to LA to see Kim, we've seen him there a lot. He always stays in a hotel. In fact, he's not even met her kids yet. So the claims are completely bogus. Insiders say Kim is saddened by all these public outcries, and all she's trying to do is set some healthy boundaries. She doesn't want him just showing up at the house. She wants it to be scheduled. She wants to know in advance. And this is not only for her, but insiders are telling me, friends of Kim, that she wants a schedule for her kids. She wants it to be more predictable. I think with children, you do need a schedule. Kanye has never, ever been deprived from seeing his kids. In fact, the opposite. Sources tell me that Kim goes out of her way to make sure that Kanye gets to see the kids. He was all smiles, though, over the weekend because he did attend Chicago's fourth birthday party, but that had a lot of drama, too. So Kanye told everybody that Kim would not let him know where the party was. He wasn't invited. In the end, Kanye said that Travis Scott told him where the party was being thrown. It was at Kylie's home. He also thanked Kris Jenner and Corey and Kylie for letting him into the birthday party. He did not mention Kim, I'm told, at the party. Oof, things were tense between them. And then after the party, he threw his own birthday party for Chicago. This is a whole mess, isn't it? I think Kim's working really hard here to try and co-parent. She doesn't want him back. All this talk about them getting back together, it's not true. They are not getting back together. All this talk about Kanye and the new girlfriend, he's sort of seen somebody, but as we revealed on this show, it's all to make Kim jealous. It's not working. So, Kanye, if you're listening, hello, 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 you're not going to get back together with Kim. But if you're not careful, things are going to get really ugly here. Not between just you and Kim, but also the kids. You've got to think of the kids here. So Kim wants this to be okay. She's not going to get back with him, but she doesn't want to cut him out of her life, out of her children's life. She doesn't want this to be a Bethany Frankel drama. Bethany's still fighting with her ex-husband, who she shares a daughter with. She doesn't want that. She wants it all to be peaceful. They agreed that she would throw daughter Chicago a fourth birthday party, and then later in the day, Kanye would pick her up and throw her another birthday party. So they planned all this out. Somehow it all got really, really nasty over the weekend, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kanye West is claiming that Kim Kardashian's security guards wouldn't let him in the house because Pete was there. Do you believe him? Do you think this is true? Or do you think he's telling a fib or two? Good grief. Hey, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Friends came together over the weekend to pay their last respects to Bob Saget. He was laid to rest on Friday in Los Angeles. The funeral came just 5 days after the 65-year-old comedian was found dead in his Florida hotel room on Sunday. The service was small. Several of his closest friends were in attendance, including a lot of his Full House co-stars. We saw John Stamos there. Candice was there. Dave was there. Jodie was there. Laurie Loughlin was there too. And also Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were spotted. We also saw that John Mayer was there. They were very, very close. Jimmy Kimmel, oh, they were like brothers, those two. David Chappelle, Kathy Griffin, they all turned up to say goodbye. The authorities have announced that the autopsy has been completed, but the reports indicate that currently there is no evidence of foul play or drug use. Just 65 years old. We don't know exactly what caused it yet. Ahead of the funeral on Friday, John Stamos revealed the following quote. "Today will be the hardest day of my life." Oh, it's heartbreaking. Also to Bob's wife, Kelly Rizzo, has spoken out for the very first time. She said the following quote. "My sweet husband, after much reflection this week, I'm trying, really trying, to not think I was robbed of time, but instead to think how lucky was I that I got to be the one to be married to the most incredible man on earth." Kelly obviously is in terrible, terrible mourning, but she's trying to find the silver lining. She's trying to be positive about this, reflecting not on all the time that was robbed, but all the time that they spent together. Hey, we're sending you our best. Prince Harry has caused a commotion in Britain again, saying he can't bring Archie, Lilibet, or even his wife to the UK without police protection. So Harry feels that he's unable to return to the UK unless he gets special police protection because they do not feel safe. So they've even taken this to the courts. A legal representative for the Sussexes issued a statement after news broke that the prince had sought a judicial review of the Home Office's decision to not allow him to pay for police protection in the UK. The statement said the following, quote, "Harry inherited a security risk at birth and for his whole life that his private security team cannot replicate the necessary police protection needed while he's in the UK. Harry and his family are unable to return home. While his role within the institution has changed, his profile as a member of the royal family has not, nor have the threats against him or his family. So Harry and Meghan both wanted to personally pay for the British police protection while they were in Britain because they said their security cannot replicate an entire London police force. So when they go to London, they argue, unlike Madonna or Big Sue superstars, if they bring their private security with them, it's not enough. They think they are at that much risk in Britain that they need the London police force to look after them. Now, when Beyonce goes to Britain or Ariana Grande, you can't rent out the police. They're not like a party clown that you can rent out just when you need them, when you want them. No, you can't rent the Secret Service in America. Can you imagine calling the White House and saying, "I'd like to hire 3 Secret Service guards for next week when I go to New York"? No, that is not how it works. So there's a dilemma here. They're saying that no, you can't rent out the police, but at the same time, we're not going to give you protection from the police because we don't want to pay for it. So what Harry and Meghan are arguing here is that they will pay for it. They will pay for it, but they don't want to use an American private company. They want to use the British company. It doesn't look like this is going to happen. Hey, I say Harry and Meghan, when huge stars go to Britain, they take security with them and they pay for them. So when you go to Britain, you're going to have to hire more security. That's the way around this. You stepped out of the family, so you're not covered by their security anymore. The taxpayer does not want to pay. This is a very bad look for you. Thinking the taxpayer's going to pick up the bill, you've got to hire an army of security. You're in charge of this. How many do you need? Do you need 10? Do you need 5? Do you need 100? You have to hire them and you have to pay for them. What do you think about this? It's complicated. complicated, isn't it? Because at first it seemed that Harry was suing the British government to pay for his security. That's not true. Harry will pay. He's said, I will pick up the bill. However, I don't want to use a private company. I want to use the British state, the British government, the British police force. They are saying no, no, no. Quickly moving along, Tiffany Haddish has been arrested under suspicion of a DUI after admitting that her life is in shambles. Oh, this is sad. So Tiffany landed behind bars in Georgia after being suspected of driving under the influence. The star reportedly fell asleep behind the wheels of her car in the early hours of the morning, Reporters Weekly. Police were called and she was taken into custody and charged with driving under the influence and improper stopping on a roadway. Police suspected that Tiffany Haddish was under the influence of marijuana while driving. She's a Los Angeles native, and later she was released after posting $1,666 bond. That's very specific. Around 6:30 a.m. So she spent the early hours of the morning locked up in custody. In a recent Entertainment Tonight interview, she did say she was struggling with her personal life. She recently broke up with her boyfriend, Common. I know she was very close to Bob Saget, so that must be very emotional for her too at the moment. She said the following to ET, quote, my personal life is in shambles. Oh, we're going to have to keep a close eye on Tiffany. I hope this is going to be the wake-up call she needs at the moment. We all go through ups and downs, don't we? We all have bad relationships, breakups, you know, even death, even friends that pass away. But be careful, Tiffany. We don't want anything bad to happen to you. So let's keep an eye on our girl, Tiffany. And before we get a break, this Britney Spears and Jamie Lynn drama looks like it's never going to end. So Britney is now calling her sister scum. S-C-U-M. Scum, ouch! In a new scathing post. So Britney and her younger sister are having a very public war of words. The drama exploded after Jamie Lynn released a new book and went on television to make some accusations herself. Britney responded, calling her sister a scum person who makes up lies to sell a Hollywood book, in a scathing post. Earlier in the day, Jamie Lynn had accused Britney of lying about her in a different post, saying it's led to death threats to her and her family. Britney wrote that Jamie Lynn stooped to a new level of lower by claiming she was once locked in a room with her sister and a knife, and that Jamie Lynn was afraid of Britney. Britney said the following, quote, please, please stop with the lies for the Hollywood book. Jamie Lynn shot back, I hate to burst my sister's bubble, but this book is not about her. I can't help that I was born a Spears too, and some of my experiences involve my sister. That's true, isn't it? So even though Jamie Lynn is doing a ton of press for this book, and it does all seem to be about Britney, doesn't it? Everything on television she says is about Britney, and on social media too, it's all Britney, 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 but she is a Spears. Obviously, if you were Britney Spears' sister, if you were born a Spears, you're going to have to talk about your sister and that experience. But now the rumours that Britney might sit down with Oprah for her tell-all are really, really heating up. Britney hated this. She hated all this publicity, and now Britney is fighting back. Finally, just today, Jamie Lynn is begging Britney to end the public feud. She said, this is embarrassing. Britney, just call me. She said in a lengthy post. So once again, Jamie Lynn is begging for privacy, but she's doing it publicly. Jamie Lynn, this makes no sense. She said, I have attempted many times to speak with you directly and handle this privately, like sisters should, but you still choose to do everything on a public platform. That's what Jamie Lynn said to Britney on a public platform. She went on to add, in the meantime, please stop continuing the narrative that I haven't been there for you or that I've made things up. Jamie Lynn begged, I'm happy to share, oh, now she threatens her, I'm happy to share how many times I've reached out to you, supported you and tried to help you. This is embarrassing and has to stop. Love you. Do you love her, Jamie Lynn? I don't know. This is not ending anytime soon. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shirley, with all the celebrity gossip. Hey, let's get to the polls. Da da da. Did you sing along? I feel so silly doing it by myself. So the poll results are in. Last show, we talked about Queen Elizabeth's decision to strip Prince Andrew of his military titles and his HRH, his Royal Highness title. Did she make the right decision? Let's have a look. Oh, wow. This is the biggest poll we've ever had. And 98% said yes. She made the right decision. I'm with you. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. You can leave a comment there. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day. So this is actually quite bad news, but the way it's been handled is very nice. Celine Dion has cancelled the rest of her tour dates to focus on her health. So something's going on with Celine Dion. We don't really know what it is, but she's had to cancel her tour dates. The reason this is the nicest is listen to your body, everybody. Your body is telling you something every moment, all the time. Your body is communicating with you. It's up to you to listen to it. Celine is listening. Now, in the past, she's had severe muscle spasms, and that has stopped her from performing. But now she went on to say that she's got to follow her doctor's orders, and she's not going to be able to do this tour. She's postponing this tour. There are lots and lots of people asking what's really going on. People that know Celine know that she loves to perform. My insiders are telling me that people are worried about her. She doesn't cancel shows. She's not the type of artist that just cancels shows. She knows how expensive they are, how people plan around her shows. So something is happening. We don't quite know what it really is yet. But Celine, listen to your body. That's exactly what you were doing. Listen to your doctors. We all have to do that. You're our nicest of the day. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, 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 naughty. Alec Baldwin. Oh, Alec. Still has not handed over his cell phone to the authorities. So Alex has not turned over his phone to investigators, but his lawyer is saying it's coming soon without actually giving us a date. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office took the really unusual step of issuing a press release to state that detectives are still trying to get his phone. They're trying to publicly humiliate him into handing over this phone. So the press release states that despite granting a warrant on December 16th, that's a while ago, the cell phone has still not been turned over to authorities. Now, Alex's lawyers are saying they're trying to figure out when and how this is going to happen, but they said it will happen soon. Baldwin is maintaining that he did not pull the trigger on the gun. Ooh, Alec, hand over your phone. You are not above the law. Hey, before we leave, let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob. What'd you get? You get a Rob, I can hear you. If somebody that you don't know can see you as handsome, as beautiful, then why can't we be kind enough to see it in ourselves? Recently, somebody I knew from a while ago sent me a text saying that when I was younger, about 20 years ago, they had a crush on me at school. I know. And they said they never spoke about it. And I don't think they're hitting on me now, but we were reminiscing about school. We reconnected on Facebook. And they said, you were such a handsome guy. You're such a handsome guy. And I just didn't see it. I wish I'd known 20 years ago that I was cute. Why can't we be kind enough to ourselves to see in ourselves what others see in us? When we look in that mirror this morning when we're brushing our teeth or brushing our teeth going to bed tonight, have a look at yourself and tell yourself that you are beautiful. Somebody in the world finds you beautiful, and that person really should be you. Think about it. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review, leave us a comment. We do read them. We read that you were annoyed by our ads, so we fixed that. So whatever you want to know. Try and be nice, though. I get it. I know in life I do this. It's so much easier to leave a comment when you're angry than leave a comment when you're happy. So if you're happy, maybe today you could leave us a nice comment. And remember, everybody, let me hear you singing. I don't want to feel foolish doing it by myself. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Peace.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!